I keep the beast running. I keep the 100 low lead on tap. I foresee attacks. I am young enough. I am old enough. I used to love to fish for trout more than almost anything. My name is Hig. One name. Big Hig, if you need another. If I ever woke up crying in the middle of a dream, and I'm not saying I did, it's because the trout are gone, every one. Brookies, rainbows, browns, cutthroats, cutbows, every one. The tiger left, the elephant, the apes, the baboon, the cheetah, the titmouse, the frigate bird, the pelican, gray, the whale, gray, the collared dove. Sad, but didn't cry until the last trout swam upriver looking for maybe cooler water. Melissa, my wife, was an old hippie. Not that old. She looked good. In this story, she might have been Eve. But I'm not Adam. I am more like Cain. They didn't have a brother like me. Did you ever read the Bible? I mean, sit down and read it like it was a book. Check out Lamentations. That's where we're at, pretty much. Pretty much lamenting. Pretty much pouring our hearts out like water. They said at the end it would get colder after it gets warmer. Way colder. Still waiting. She's a surprise, this old Earth. One big surprise after another, since before she separated from the moon, who circles and circles like the mate of a shot goose. No more geese. A few. Last October, I heard the old bleating after dusk and saw them, five against the cold, blood-washed blue over the ridge. Five all fall, I think. Next April, none. I hand-pump the 100 low-lead aviation gas out of the old airport tank when the sun is not shining. And I have the truck, too, that was making the fuel delivery. More fuel than the beast can burn in my lifetime if I keep my sorties local, which I plan to. I have to. She's a small plane, a 1956 Cessna 182, really a beaut, cream and blue. I'm figuring I'm dead before the beast gives up the final ghost. I will buy the farm. 80 acres of bottomland hay and corn, in a country where there is still a cold stream coming out of the purple mountains full of brookies and cuts. Before that, I will make my round trips. Out and back. I have a neighbor. One. Just us, at a small country airport a few miles from the mountains. A training field where they built a bunch of houses for people who couldn't sleep without their little planes, the way golfers live on a golf course. Bangley is the name on the registration of his old truck, which doesn't run anymore. Bruce Bangley. I fished it out of the glove box looking for a tire pressure gauge I could take with me in the beast. A Wheat Ridge address. I don't call him that, though. What's the point? There's only two of us. Only us, for at least a radius of 8 miles, which is the distance of open prairie to the first juniper woods on the skirt of the mountain. I just say, hey. Above the juniper is oak brush, then black timber. Well, brown. Beetle-killed and droughted. A lot of it standing dead now, just swaying like 1,000 skeletons, sighing like 1,000 ghosts. But not all. There are patches of green woods, and I am their biggest fan. I root for them out here on the plain. Go, 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 grow, grow, grow. That's our fight song. I yell it out the window as I fly low over. The green patches are spreading year by year. Life is tenacious if you give it one little bit of encouragement. I could swear they hear me. They wave back, wave their feathery arms back and forth, down low by their sides. They remind me of women in kimonos. Tiny steps or no steps. Wave, wave, hands at your sides. I go up there on foot when I can, to the greener woods. Funny to say that. Not like I have to clear my calendar. I go up to breathe. The different air. It's dangerous. It's an adrenaline rush I could do without. I have seen elk sign. Not so old. If there are still elk. Bangley says no way. Way, but never seen one. Seen plenty deer. I bring the 308 and I shoot a doe, and I drag her back in the hull of a kayak which I sawed the deck off so it's a sled. My green sled. The deer just stayed on with the rabbits and the rats. The cheatgrass stayed on. I guess that's enough.